When Elmore first got involved with Ladysmith Days, he didn't expect zucchinis to shoot across the beach or a senior citizen to dominate the nail-driving contest. But that's Ladysmith Days for you. A little unpredictable and a lot of fun. Moore is one of the people who makes sure your zucchini races, greasy pole climbs and nail-driving contests go off without a hitch. Or at least with only the fun kind of chaos. He's quick to point out that he's just one of 12 organizing committee members. It's more like coordinators, he said. People kind of take, and own, an event. The Kinsmen take the Soapbox Derby. The Ladysmith and District Credit Union runs the Kids Count Fun Zone. Bethel Church handles the old-time games. It's the other groups stepping up and doing the work, Moore said. We're just coordinating it, by popular demand, and with more glitter than he might choose on a regular day. Moore brought back the zucchini races. Kids choose a zucchini, mount it on a provided wooden chassis with wheels, and head to the decorating tables loaded with markers, paint and every sticky embellishment imaginable. Basically, it's a disaster zone, Moore said. There's glitter everywhere, but whatever, it's that attitude, whatever it takes to make it fun, that makes Moore such a key part of the Ladysmith Day's magic. And the chaos is part of the charm. Moore's also got a soft spot for the nail-driving contest, especially the returning champ, Vera. There's one senior lady who looks forward to it every year. She's really good at it. I'm sure her neighbors hate her because she practices all year, he added with a laugh. Sponsored by Ladysmith Home Hardware, the nail-driving contest features categories for all ages, from kids to seniors. Participants compete to see who can hammer nails the fastest, and most accurately, into a wooden beam, using good old-fashioned elbow grease and a lot of community spirit. There's probably about 50, 60 people, Moore said. It goes through different categories, and then prizes are given out for the best of the best. Bands on the Beach has become a Ladysmith Days staple, drawing music lovers of all ages to Transfer Beach for a weekend of free concerts. With ocean views, sweet guitar riffs and open skies, the scene is pure summer. This year's lineup includes a little bit of everything. We try to change it up, Moore said of the live entertainment. We have some reggae, country. I always say flamingo, but it's flamenco. Dancers and salsa music and stuff. Crowd favorite Sunset Strip will return for a third year, bringing their high-energy, 80s hair rock show to the beach stage. They get the crowd involved, which is what I like, Moore said. As for how long Ladysmith Days has been running. Moore's still trying to nail that one down but estimates it's been at least 40 years. It used to be called Dogwood Days, he said, noting one of the differences. Some events, like the downtown parade, faded due to a lack of volunteers, while others, like pro wrestling, were added in recent years. COVID shook things up, Moore said, but now things are getting back. That wasn't the only year things were shaken up. First aid is usually pretty quiet, but every now and then, things get a little wild. I have Tom, the first aid guy every year. He's down there with his tent, Moore said. And one year, all these kids kept showing up with bee stings. I'm like, well, I guess we know what's going on with these kids. Without missing a beat, Moore asked where the hive was. The kids led him to the middle of the parking lot. I'm like, you guys have been chucking rocks and sticks at it, right? He said. They had. In classic Moore fashion, he kept his cool and offered a simple suggestion. Okay, well, maybe don't do that, because now we've got bees in the parking lot, he told them. He still laughs at the memory now. But that's kids, right? What are you gonna do? After all, at its heart, that's what Ladysmith Days is all about. The kids, that is, not bees. It's a family thing, said Moore. The long history of the event means people now bring their kids to events they remember doing as kids themselves. It's a full-circle tradition, like at the Bullhead Derby. That's another family event where people remember when they were kids doing it, Moore said. Now they're bringing their kids. While the events bring the fun, it's the people and support behind the scenes that make it all possible. Moore has nothing but gratitude for the sponsors who help make Ladysmith Days happen. The Ladysmith Credit Union backs both the fireworks and the Kids Count Fun Zone, while Saltaire Marine handles the crucial task of towing the barge out to the harbor. Mid-Island Co-op sponsors bands on the beach, and the town of Ladysmith helps pull it all together behind the scenes. They really help out, Moore said, from street closures to park logistics to, as he put it, making sure everything's taken care of. As the weekend approached, Moore wasn't sweating the details. I think we're ready, Moore said just days before the event, sounding more optimistic than frazzled. We have a good group of people that helps and it all comes together. With any luck, the event will run smoothly, the soapboxes will stay upright, and Moore won't be finding glitter in his car until next summer. And in the end, that's what keeps Ladysmith Days alive year after year. Thanks to volunteers like Al and the organizing team, and Vera, hammering away in a backyard near you, it's a tradition that keeps going strong.